Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 61 of the Minor Prophets. Today we continue our study of Obadiah with a devotion titled, Do Not Gloat. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 17 and 18 read, Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased, and turn away his anger from him. Our text for today is from Obadiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. Because of the violence done to your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. On the day that you stood aloof, on the day that strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. But do not gloat over the day of your brother and the day of his misfortune. Do not rejoice over the people of Judah and the day of their ruin. Do not boast in the day of distress. Do not enter the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Do not gloat over his disaster in the day of his calamity. Do not loot his wealth in the day of his calamity. Do not stand at the crossroads to cut off his fugitives. Do not hand over his survivors in the day of distress. Verse 10 begins with God's specific charges against Edom. Their sin traces back to the enmity between Jacob and Esau from Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 through 46. From the time Jacob deceived Isaac and stole Esau's blessing, hatred and violence marked the relationship between their descendants. Edom would receive the shame they deserved for their mistreatment of Israel. God would ensure that they would be destroyed. Trent Butler expounds on the significance of Obadiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. The main charge against Edom revolved around the events surrounding the destruction of Jerusalem by Babylon in 586 BC. Edom stood on the other side from Judah at that time, aloof, while strangers carried off his wealth. As Babylon burned the city and carried away temple treasures, you can see 2 Kings 25, Edom made no effort to respond as a treaty partner or an ally of Jerusalem. Instead, they were like one of them. They acted like foreigners who had no relationship to Israel. They helped destroy their kinsmen in hopes of financial gain. Obadiah turns to negative imperative verbs to warn Edom of the consequences of their attitudes and actions in verses 12 through 14. He relieves the bitter experiences of Jerusalem's fall. He says literally, do not look on the day of your brother, the day of his misfortune. Do not rejoice over the sons of Judah in the day of their destruction, and do not make your mouth great in the day of trouble. Edom should have turned their heads away in horror from Jerusalem and its destruction. Instead, Edom rushed in to find whatever of value that they could carry away. Edom should have joined Jerusalem in mourning and lamentation. But Edom joined Babylon in celebration and rejoicing. Edom should have sat appalled and terrified at the sight of Jerusalem in ruins. Instead, they boasted of their part in the fray. Obadiah continued, do not enter in the gate of my people in the day of their disaster. Do not look, even you, on his evil in the day of his disaster. Do not send away his wealth in the day of his disaster. The prophet echoed like a beating drum, the day of his disaster, his disaster. Edom deserved allies who would turn against them because they had turned against Judah in her most helpless moment. Edom took three steps against Judah. First, they entered the gate. Second, they examined the evil done to Jerusalem. And third, they found and sent away anything of value for their personal use. They forgot one thing. God declared that these were his people. Babylon defeated Jerusalem. Babylon did not defeat Yahweh, the God of Jerusalem. He remained to fight another day. Edom, beware. God had one last set of no-no for Edom. Do not stand over the crossroads to cut off his refugees. Do not deliver over his survivors in the day of trouble. Edom went one step further down the road to God's wrath. Edom was not content with getting valuables and running home. Edom stood at the highway intersections and captured the few surviving escapees from Judah. Edom participated as a full ally of Babylon, not as a friend, relative, and ally of Jerusalem. In these five verses, the word day appears 10 times, accompanied by 8 occurrences of the phrase, do not. On the day of Jerusalem's downfall, Edom pridefully gloated as its relatives suffered. God emphasizes that day because it marks the moment of Edom's great injustice. 8 repeated negative imperatives enforce the conduct that Edom should have displayed. However, Edom disobeyed, and these repeated prohibitions serve as an indictment against them. Some questions to consider. Gloating can be a hidden sin in someone's heart. Have you ever been prone to gloating at someone else's misfortune? In what ways? The word gloat in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 12 conveys the idea of joy, gladness, and rejoicing at the suffering of Israel. What does Edom's gloating say about the evil in their hearts? And finally, the wrath of God is his anger toward sin expressed in the repayment of appropriate vengeance on the guilty. How is God's wrath toward Edom a suitable vengeance? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.